So Ajahn explained that we should consider each of the Four Noble Truths when we speak about the three rounds of Satchajnana, Kichajnana, and Katajnana. So when we speak about Satchajnana, there's quite a lot to consider and very, very important to get it all right and not to neglect it, because otherwise enlightenment cannot be attained. So we started at a lunch table about Satchajnana.
And you were talking about attachment to certain objects and when one's thinking a lot and obsessed, and how one can see actually even at that moment of attachment, actually it's
yes, because Ajahn asked me whether I still think of Lodewijk, and I said yes, that is by conditions. And then she said, then we think about something which does not exist, which is not real anymore, which is a real good reminder. And then we talked a bit more about thinking in general the whole day about persons, and they don't exist. And I talked on with Sarah about different persons. They are not real, and we think about persons and think about something which is not real. And that is Satchajnana now, Ajahn said. But I said, but really, 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 I don't understand very much that people don't exist. I know in theory, that's right. But to really understand that, I think one has to develop Panya further. To know more deeply anatta, that the person does not exist. We can say in theory, seeing a person, is hearing a person, clear is clear, but to really understand, that is difficult.
Because it's only Satchajnana.
Oh, I see, yeah. On that level, we have to accept that it's Satchajnana. Yeah.
Not change. Very firm understanding, very firm understanding, not change to thinking that all is permanent.
We firmly understand that there are only dharmas, that there's no person, not all at this moment during the discussion, clear, no one there, just visible objects seen, and then go away and be lost in one's world and could think that people really do exist. So firmly confident that actually only dharmas now.
Only dharmas now. But as Ajahn said, the level of Satchajnana is not yet that one really is convinced about anatta. Well, we know and we have confidence, that's true.
But not firm enough, because if it's still wavering, or like you said, one has in one's heart that really people are there, so it's not, it has to be firmer and firmer.
And when it is firm on the level of Satchajnana, it means that one is more convinced, but not yet eradicated the belief in the self. Is that the difference?
It's so firm that one won't really start following a wrong practice, or one won't be lost with the idea that houses and people exist, but there can be momentary, there can still be wrong view arising, but not just briefly and then understood that's what it is.
I have the feeling that Panya is not developed enough then to eradicate all belief in the self.
Because it's not direct understanding.
That's why, yeah.
That would be the Kichajnana stage.
That would be the Kichajnana.
And then onto the Katajnana. Yeah.
And to be firm that it's not direct experienced yet.
Yes.
This has to be firm too. Your understanding of this level is not the direct understanding. This has to be firm too.
You mean Satchajnana?
Yes.
Has to be firm.
That it's not yet.
Not yet.
The direct understanding.
No.
Like in the discussions, if someone thinks they have direct understanding of realities or already understand the impermanence, of realities cannot be satchanyana because it's not truthful to understand at this moment what is real.
So where did we leave off? We talked about the first noble truth and we were starting to talk about the second noble truth as the three satchanyana, kichanyana, gatanayana. Right? Isn't that where we left off, Asita?
I asked the point at lunchtime.
We were talking a little bit about it, about now attachment, cause of everything, cause of all. And I said, well, avijja also is, and Ajahn's comment was, yes, but avijja arises with attachment, but attachment appears, avijja doesn't appear. And so could you just say a little more why it is attachment which is the cause and not avijja, just because
it's not there. Why it's not the cause?
The cause is attachment, the second noble truth. And I asked why not avijja also?
Avijja,
ignorance. And you said, yes, well, avijja is there with attachment, must be, but the attachment appears and the avijja, the ignorance, doesn't appear. But if we're talking, usually when we're talking about paticca-samuppada, we talk about avijja, or sometimes avijja and attachment. But can we say a little more about why it's only attachment, not avijja as well, that's mentioned in the second?
Because avijja arises with each moment of akusala. So we talk about avijja with attachment only. Is that should be eliminated? Attachment. We agree.
We do.
Yeah. But it's very, very difficult.
Very difficult. Uh-huh. And it's
so it needs satyayana.
It needs satyayana, that's right.
Yeah.
Satyayana, and satyayana with regard to the cause of suffering is the intellectual.
To eliminate attachment before there can be the realization of the
Vipassana. Okay. To eliminate attachment before there can be the realization of.
Otherwise, lopa is there, attachment is there, so how can there be the realization?
There can't. Yeah, it's because it's ignorance, right.
That's why there should be the elimination of attachment. But it's so very difficult.
Oh.
Like, when there is the attachment to anything, can there be giving it up? See? So it has to.
Not at that moment.
Any moment there should
right.
be, it's mine all the time. If there's the attachment, it has to be like this, very difficult to experience reality as it is. That's why the satchayana of the second truth must be firm too.
And defining the satchayana of the second noble truth is that
If
knowledge, understanding that it can be eliminated. It must be eliminated.
If not, it's not the.
It's
not
right.
The realization.
Right. That's right.
Like we have lunch, see? Attachment?
Mm-hmm.
Or very little. Very, very little.
Little attachment?
From time to time, little by little. Otherwise, we cling as much as usual.
Mm. I'm sorry, I'm not following what you're saying.
Otherwise,
here.
We will cling as much as usual.
Uh-huh.
If we don't consider that it should be gradually eliminated or less and less.
Okay.
So it's our daily life. Seeing the danger of the attachment and begin by understanding the danger of it.
That's right. Without understanding the danger of it, there won't be detachment. Yeah. I think.
So it's not only the satyayana of the first truth, but also the second truth.
So we may think we see the danger, but do we really see the danger when there is a very nice food on the table? Usually forgetfulness.
That's why we study, we learn, we think about everything in order to understand that attachment should be eliminated. Otherwise one clings as before. But because of satyayana, of the second truth, seeing the danger of it, it begins to become gradually detached by understanding of the danger of attachment.
But when we enjoy the food, for example, we don't see the danger.
Forget at that moment, you forget about the second truth.
Right, yeah. But it's conditioned.
By right understanding. When right understanding grows, there can be less attachment. No one can do that, only the development of right understanding.
Along with that, is there the understanding, the realization of the subtlety of attachment? It can be very, very fine. Subtle, I guess, is the word. Like after seeing attachment.
Yes, no one can do anything. But by understanding daily life, daily moments, one can see how much attachment is still there. But by having the understanding very firm about the second truth, the understanding of the danger of the attachment will begin. Otherwise, it cannot be eradicated.
But when we know that no one can do anything, only right understanding, it can be more natural, no forcing really.
That's why there's more development of panya, from hearing, considering, until it becomes firmer and firmer. So it's quite wrong to do and try to do anything in order to gain understanding. Because not seeing the second truth, second noble truth.
I guess I've never considered it quite that way before, but I can see that without...
Panya begins, not anyone. Okay. Each moment it has to be by the development of panya itself.
When you say...
It's quite wrong to do something special at lunch. There's lots of attachment, but you're talking about the unnaturally strong lobha like visama lobha as opposed to the common ordinary lobha like sama lobha at lunchtime, and pointing to how it's the visama, the unnatural lobha, that has to be eradicated first, I think.
So one understands it is not as strong as other lobha when it's sama lobha.
So when it's just while one's
but
having...
But don't underestimate. No. Don't be careless.
Sorry. But it has to be the attachment with wrong view and wrong practice, like when one thinks that one should focus on an object. It has to be that very strong kind of attachment that has to be eliminated first.
Yes.
Because the common ordinary attachment, like now when one's eating the food or looking at the... visible objects, it can be known, but it's not going to be eradicated first. It's not the very strong one. So that's why, with regard to the second noble truth, she's pointing out about when it's wrong view or wrong practice.
And it's the sama that is the ordinary.
Sama means the
ordinary common one, and visama is the out of the ordinary, like when one goes on a meditation retreat or when one kills or steals or harms the very strong or exceptional lobha.
But just now I understood that Ajahn also emphasizes liking the food to see the danger of that. Otherwise it can never be eliminated. Not only the strong one with the wrong view. Is that right?
But it's not the self who tries to set any rule at all. It depends on conditions, whether that is the moment of thinking about it or it's very natural by its own conditions.
Yes.
I think Ajahn was referring to just keeping in mind that attachment is to be abandoned. Ultimately, it doesn't mean thinking there should be now less attachment. That's a different kind of idea altogether.
Not underestimating
the danger of any attachment, but not trying not to have it. But particularly, she was, when talking about the wrong practice or wrong view, particularly pointing out the very strong or most dangerous attachments.
Because thinking there should be less this moment, less now, that would be a wrong practice. Huh?
Yes.
Thinking there should be less attachment.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Huh? Thinking there should be less or wanting less. Yeah. It's just attachment.
Any more about the second truth? No more.
I mean, sure, there is much more.
We're just talking about the Satchanyana of the second
truth.
Satchanyana.
And then we move on to the Kichanyana.
Just
the second
one.
Truth.
One thing on the Satchanyana, the second. There
seems to be a difference between understanding the danger or harm of attachment when it arises and understanding attachment as the cause of everything, like the cause of seeing now, the cause of life, the cause of hearing now. Would you say a little more on this?
I think that it's so daily that it is not that how much one understands reality, so that there could be such level of lobha or understanding at any time. Just understand the truth is the truth, that it is so very complicated and who can make it arise. But at moment of having attachment like we have at meals and so on, it depends on whether it's moment of understanding better of the reality as not self with right awareness directly, or only a moment of having the habits become to be one's habits, not to choose, not to cling, not to complain, not to do so many troubles just to have that you want. So it's one's habit. Yeah?
And really understanding the attachment
at that moment and the strongly accumulated habit of attachment at those times.
Just picking up on Sarah's point before we move on. Before the Buddha's enlightenment, people had attained highest jhanas and they also saw the danger in attachment. And I guess they saw attachment as, to some extent, the means by which one continued in the round of samsara. But obviously the Second Noble Truth is talking about something deeper than that.
Because those who haven't heard the teachings do not understand about the jhana at all, even one.
So
when we say the danger of attachment,
which
we are talking about actually cause of suffering, dukkha, which is back to the First Noble Truth.
We talk about the Noble Truth,
right,
not the other way.
Right. So it's obviously...
And that's why it has to be the understanding of
the attachment as anatta.
It's understanding of
attachment as the cause of suffering. Yes. Something more than the dangers of attachment.
Normally it's translated as the second noble truth is the cause of suffering is ignorance.
That should be abandoned. Not only know. Because the first noble truth should be known and the second one should be abandoned.
So why does it say ignorance and not attachment as we've been talking here?
Yeah.
What does it?
Same question.
So
ignorance is understood because it's attachment with ignorance. Whenever there's attachment, ignorance is there. But ignorance arises, as Jana reminded me, with all akusala cittas. But here it's specifically ignorance with attachment. So it's understood that it's there.
That ignorance is there, or
yeah,
that attachment
ignorance
is there.
There
with it. So when we're talking about attachment, that ignorance has to arise with it.
And the most important thing of this level is attachment with wrong understanding. That should be firstly eradicated.
I feel that I did not quite get the point that Ajahn was stressing. It's good not to complain and you cause more trouble. Can you elaborate more? Two aspects.
I think she's just talking about common daily examples of attachment, like we're talking about, attachment at lunch and attachment when one complains or things are not right and one's asking Tom for this and that or whatever, because it's actually just daily life examples of clinging to oneself, just accumulating more attachment at those times. Yeah. Instead of just accepting things as they are, one's always asking for something else or looking for something else. Or,
And not
just common.
Yeah, and not only seeing the danger of clinging with wrong understanding only. There should be the understanding of the danger of clinging of any object to
any object.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's back to stressing again
that it's the attachment with wrong view that's most dangerous and strongest and must be abandoned first. But doesn't mean don't understand common attachment that's arising now, ordinary summer attachment.
Yes. Good point.
Daily night reminders.
When I cannot eat the seafood, there's a rise in the neural. I was thinking of that really. Yeah.
So many examples in a day.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm.
That's not attachment.
No, but
attachment to that which is not seafood.
I felt okay. I just have to blame that.
This is okay too.
Mm. Doesn't matter. I didn't mind.
Yes, instead of making a fuss,
one just can have what one can have, and
and this is parami. See, kanti parami. What for? Kanti parami. For what?
For, lack. I think you mean
the natural development of punya in daily life, of understanding without knowing that there's. We can only listen and consider. There is nothing to be done.
Because with our patience, how can right understanding develop?
Right.
So don't deny any type of patience.
Excuse me.
So the answer, what for, is as
a support for the development of right understanding, because right understanding cannot develop with all the paramis.
Of course, yeah.
Without the paramis.
So how the Khanti can support for the Panyas Parami and others Paramis can support for that? In what way?
It takes quite a long time to understand reality. So there are most of time attachment and aversion, ignorance or akusala in a day. So how can the akusala understand reality as it is?
While the Satya Parami is the most important things.
All Parami depends on Panya. Not self. Who tries?
You said all Paramis depend on Panya. So there's not the
panya
self.
Panya support the Parami, yeah. And Parami support Panya.
That's
well.
What I was going to say. The other way, mm-hmm. Panya is dependent also on development of the other Paramis.
Without Panya, what can support detachment from clinging to food and everything?
Kanti. It's very important.
Panya too. Know the purpose. Even about patience, it's not just to be patient, like Buddha said, patience to the unpleasant object, but it has to be to pleasant object as well. So one can see.
Right.
Yeah. It takes patience.
Because without Panya, the natural inclination to the pleasant object is attachment.
One might think, oh, I can be patient to such and such circumstances, but it's still I. So that is not Parami. So the Khanti must be much more than that. It's not the self who tries to have Parami, but it's the understanding of, in order to understand reality, not self, not just be patient to coldness or heatness, yeah, but to understand even that moment as not self, who is patient.
That is a very difficult point because the self comes in all the time that I am patient or I don't mind having this food or
so it's
my
like,
conditions.
Yeah, so it's like the person who hasn't heard about the teachings at all, if it's that way.
It's like if, for example, like the...
When there's the food one doesn't like or can't eat, and if it's, oh, I'm being patient, or I must be patient, or I'm not patient, then it's just like conventional, ordinary... Patience,
yes,
that anyone,
yes,
who's,
yes,
never heard the teaching can be patient or not patient, like one tells a child, oh, be patient and wait in the queue. But that's not Khanti Parami. It has to be the understanding of that Khanti as not I am patient or I am not patient.
Difficult.
You are praising the virtues, the great virtues of the Buddha.
Yes, I understand what you say.
Tam Baik, yeah. She said, we've read somewhere that the Chetasika, that is Khanti, can be Metta, Virya or Panya, depending on context. Could Achan please elaborate more about this? Does that mean whether this or that is the leading factor?
Again, please.
We've read somewhere that the Chetasika, that is Khanti, can be Metta.
Can be Metta?
Yes. Virya or Panya, depending on context.
Usually, Ajahn, if we're talking about Khanti,
we say it's Virya Chetasika, but sometimes depending on the aspect, this is her question, it may be referring to
panya or metta, and she would like to understand more about Kanti in these different aspects.
Can we say in our situation?
We can say Kanti in all situations, but I think
she would like you to pinpoint more, but you'll
okay.
say that if one tries to pinpoint, then it's...
Yeah, okay. When you are very angry, what about Kanti? Not to be angry. Be kind. See, is it possible? But Panya,
yes.
which develops, begin to see that it's useless to be angry with anyone. Because what are you angry at or with? Like, are you angry at the eye or the ear or the nose? On the arms?
In that example of when
one's angry and there can be panya which sees how absurd it is, because what is one angry with? Just visible object or sound. So the panya can condition kanti at that very moment, but one wouldn't say that the kanti is panya
no.
at all. So her question was, she has read somewhere that Kanti, as well as being Virya Chetasika, can also be Panya or Metta, but
each Chetasika
I think
is different.
Yeah.
But it can
condition. So I think the Kanti is Virya at that moment, Virya Chetasika, but it's conditioned by Panya, yeah. or when there's Metta, the Metta can condition Kanti. I don't know where she read that Panya can be Kanti or Metta can be Kanti.
Her question is, does that mean it depends on what is the leading factor, that is to say Metta, Virya or Panya in the circumstances?
Anyway, Panya is not metta, but without Panya, can there be metta or Kanti? At moment of getting so angry, see? But Panya can see the useless of having such moment, and it harms oneself, not the other people at all.
And when there is that Panya,
yeah, there is Kanti. At that moment.
We talk about Kanti, so is there Kanti now? In order to really understand Kanti.
There must be
Kanti to hear and consider at this moment.
Also there's some Kanti to sit quietly and not be distracted by other things and so forth. Sit quietly and pay attention.
But it's the I.
Yes, but yeah. some Kanti involved. Uh-huh.
That's why to understand reality as not I, it has to be more Kanti.
More Kanti, yeah. Mm-hmm. Difficult.
Again, very, very difficult.
What is the reality of Kanti?
Adosa Chetasika, in general.
Well, I think this is Tam's question.
Because sometimes we say Kanti is Virya Chetasika,
yeah.
and sometimes, like this, Adosa Chetasika. And so this is her point. She's asking whether you can say more about when it is particularly referring to adosa and when it's particularly referring to virya.
It depends on circumstance. When everything goes well, but there must be virya accompany jittas, like those which are not the 16 ahetuka jitta. Very common. But when it's obstacle or something hard, then it is Kanti. Is it not Kanti to understand Dhamma? See? And it takes Virya to listen more.
When it takes
more Virya at that time.
A follow-up question.
Follow-up question from Tham. Some people have accumulations for a dosa with regard to certain object in circumstances where other people become impatient, but that person is not. For example, when there's a baby crying. Then in that case, it is a dosa that leads. Perhaps in other situations, virya is more apparent.
About story.
One would like to pinpoint exactly when it is virya or when it is adosa, so one thinks of the situation to try to catch it or work it out.
But it's not the understanding of the reality which is not self. Because one clings to many, many things like words and circumstances. So it's very difficult to have direct understanding and direct awareness of whatever appears now. The second kichayana.
And the I thought we were still on Satchinyana.
The third Satchinyana is on.
But it brings about kichayana. That's why Buddha taught for 45 years, because it's so very difficult to condition moment of direct awareness and direct understanding of what is now appearing. That's why Satyayan first, and then Kichayan.
So the Kichayana of the Second Noble Truth would be the development of Satipatthana.
Kichayana must be Satipatthana.
Satipatthana, yeah. Right. That knows directly. Just a minute. Because we're looking at
attachment,
the dangers of attachment. It knows directly
it
the dangers of attachment.
It is second round, not the first round. The second round of the Four Noble Truths is Kichayana.
Yes.
The first round is only Satyayana.
Right, so that this would be direct understanding of the dangers of attachment.
Of the reality.
Of the reality.
Which is not self.
Right, attachment as not self.
Whatever.
Or any object.
Whatever.
Okay.
Why is
Kichayana of the second noble truth of whatever, not just of attachment? Because when it comes to the path, it is the direct understanding of whatever, of any reality and
because
being away.
If there is no direct understanding of our reality right now, as not self, can there be moment of understanding what conditions it?
Okay. So it's
referring to the direct understanding of realities in order to see that attachment is the cause of those movements.
Stage by stage.
The difference between, say, the Kichayana, the first noble truth, and of the second noble truth, among other things, is that the first noble truth is to be understood and the second noble truth is to be abandoned. Is there something about Kichayana here that reflects that difference?
Is there attachment now?
Yes.
Okay. Without sati is I.
Yeah.
But when awareness arises and is aware of that, it begins to understand that it's just that which experiences. Because at that moment there's no name at all. But that characteristic appears as it is without any name, without idea of whether it is the cause of the first truth. But it's there. So before there can be the understanding of the directly, the cause of the first truth, there must be the moment of understanding, satipatthana, of whatever appears as not self. Otherwise, I again.
It all happens so very quickly because I'm attached to hot water. So immediately, and no sati. So it's self.
Yeah, no selection because of satyayana. They all go around. So no selection that this moment, there should be the moment of direct awareness. So the satyayana must be very firm.
Oh yes, no time.
When there's no condition for the arising of direct awareness, it's all right because it depends on conditions.
It's so fast, so
no time to think. No one can become enlightened without the teachings of the Buddha developed.
And that's why it's different from other teachings.
It's because it has to be the direct understanding of those dhammas as anatta without any selection or wish.
And right understanding can see attachment then with direct awareness. It's there. Otherwise, it cannot be abandoned. That's why all the way it abandoned the wrong path, little by little. It's not just experience directly, reality as it is. It has to abandon me, that which is attachment.
But without experiencing the reality directly as it is, there can be no abandonment.
Because abandon what? It has to be just at that very moment of understanding it, that attachment is there. That's why the following reality does not appear. At moment trying to understand that, it falls away, and the other reality which follows cannot appear because of attachments there to that which is gone.
Okay. But when attachment is abandoned, the other reality
can appear more
and follow it. Right.
Now there's attachment, it doesn't appear. Now there is whatever, it doesn't appear. Doubt, or whatever.
Right.
But when panya is there, developed more and more, reality begins to appear more. In order to know that it has to be daily life only, to know what everyone has known before, that all realities are anatta. Not only that one which is selected to be known, like breath and so on.
But selecting to be known
is wrong.
Is wrong. So that's going down the wrong path to start
with. That's why panya abandon attachment to wrong path. On and on and on.
And since you're sort of wondering about the abandon aspect, I think the understanding that the craving or attachment has to be abandoned is that it has to be eventually abandoned, not that there has to be less of it now. Right, so then we get on later to the path, which will lead to the abandoning in due course.
Yes.
Answered my question, but you spoke before of abandoning attachment. Is it abandoning that attachment that's just arisen, or are you talking about attachment
at that very moment
you realize there is realization that it's attachment and it's abandoned because panya arises?
There must be moments of lopa. So many, many moments in life. So when there is a moment of direct awareness, according to Satipatthana, it is lopa mula citta. Can be known.
Can be known.
First of all, because it's there all the time.
And that's after awareness.
It is aware of attachment. Citta as yes. not self.
Okay. But that, and that follows on, though, awareness of citta or rupa.
Under the section of citta anupassana satipatthana.
When it appears.
That attachment that there has been the object of awareness has fallen away, actually. So it can't be abandoned. It's gone already.
We are still at Satchanyana.
And Kittayana.
Nibbana.
Got it. And it can be, because there is the attachment, it's not the way to Nibbana. So what we are talking about is the way to abandoning attachment, which is the third satyana, to attain the realization of Nibbana.
So we are talking already about...
Yeah, because without abandoning, it's impossible to...
Yeah.
Because by
understanding attachment and understanding the need to abandon it, then one understands that the third truth refers to attachment which is abandoned, which has been abandoned. And one understands that is the goal, the abandoning of attachment.
So the emphasis is on that, not on the second noble truth is like these realities are conditioned, whereas the third noble truth is the unconditioned.
The unconditioned.
The abandoning of attachment. So when there's no attachment, no conditioned Dhamma. So only the unconditioned Dhamma.
Saying the same thing,
just to understand.
I think it's helpful to think of it in
terms of the attachment which has been abandoned.
And this is also the fourth truth. Satyana of the fourth truth. Mm-hmm. That's why without the understanding of the three rounds of the Four Noble Truths, it's impossible to have higher understanding.
Yeah.
And without the teachings of the Buddha, who can get away from the trap of lobha?
Ajahn, can I ask you to go back just a few steps here? When you were talking about there's direct awareness of an object, visible object, say, or of seeing, and attachment comes in very quickly, and if that attachment comes in, it prevents...
Excuse me, when you talk about the attachment comes in, the eye is there.
Yeah. Yes. So attachment arises.
With the idea of I.
Thereby preventing understanding of a succeeding moment of reality.
So it cannot be only one moment of satipatthana, or two or hundred thousands, much more than that. Whatever arises in a day, Panya has to understand it. Otherwise, no eradication of the idea of self.
Ajahn, we were saying this morning how there can be attachment without the idea of I. If we're talking about notion of self, for example.
Like when Nina take the hot water.
The hot water, yeah. And so fast.
Right.
With or without the idea of self.
Right.
Yes,
so
yes.
Isn't that the usual situation? Anne was just saying that attachment comes in. Well,
It's usual, but no understanding at all.
Yes.
Maybe you think about it just after that, shortly after that, just very shortly.
So it's only thinking.
And it's only thinking, yeah.
Like what Chitta is there now, see, just thinking.
Thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear we do think in terms of I all the time, but it's not all thinking with idea of self. It's a lot of it's just attachment.
Because the I with the didi, or the I with mana, or the I with tanha.
Tanha, yes.
Yes, also that, yeah.
Not visible object at all. See?
So when I'm attached to the hot water and thinking about it afterwards, shortly afterwards maybe, not necessarily a wrong view that I exist or something, but just...
Wanting.
Just loba, maybe not mana, we don't know.
No need to think about what's there.
Yes.
It might even be, though, wanting
to know, trying to work it out, it might even be some wrong view or wrong practice, like trying to understand what has just arisen or something like this. It can be anything.
Not trying at all, just ignorance.
Wanting to know.
Yeah. No, just ignorance of the attachment.
Well, going back to this morning's example raised by Tani Tam here of the dog. We know that dogs can't have wrong view, but they can certainly think of this is my bone, and if they're being fed, when is it my turn? So if we draw that parallel to our own thinking, a lot of the thinking involving me or my would just be perhaps mana rather than wrong view.
Are we trying to pinpoint, or are we trying to understand it when it's all gone?
When we're not the dog.
Not left to be object of consider.
No, I'm just trying to discuss generally the difference between thinking with idea of self and without idea of self.
Try to think about it. See, it's not the moment when it's there.
Right. But then...
For example, close your eyes. Where am I? So, where am I? Where am I?
In dream world.
Doubt? And then clinging?
Yes.
Would like to find the I. Where is it?
Or is it habit?
Everything is
habit.
Yeah.
Habit arising out of doubt and thinking.
Citta cetasikas, not anyone.
Got a choice of two.
Yeah. But slowly,
with right understanding, that can change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
they will have different characteristics. The attachment with idea of self, attachment with conceit, and just attachment. So with, as understanding develops, they should become more clearly distinguishable. But then it doesn't hurt to just consider what might be the characteristics of each.
So just understand the teachings about reality.
Any kusala wa kusala is
habit. So the point of the teachings is to understand habit as well as other dhammas. Anne made a comment about, well, isn't it because of habit that one thinks in that way about self being in this place or whatever it is? And I made the comment that any kusala or akusala is habit. Any lobha arising now is by habit. Any dosa, any kusala or akusala of any kind is habit. So it's habits that have to be known when they appear. Lobha is habit, so it has to be understood when it arises.
Like a dukkha-nissaya.
What is conditioned by?
Yes.
That condition. So any tendency now which is conditioned in that way.
That's the way to eliminate attachment.
Yes.
Could you elaborate a bit more?
If it's easy, then everyone can get it.
Yes.
But when one understands the depth of each reality, the subtlety of reality, one knows that it is beyond wishes or craving for it. It's useless. And that's the way to eliminate attachment, not having attachment to just wanting to gain or to get easily.
And Sarah, can you say something about what Aja? It's good to hear a different...
It's a way, or the way, to eliminate attachment when one can understand the subtlety of realities.
Because...
like attachment now, it may seem maybe the very strong attachment, but then there has to be the understanding of more and more subtle kinds of attachment. And the same with other habits too. Not just the obvious, but understand the more and more subtle dharmas in order to really get rid of, really abandon the attachment.
And if one tries very hard to stop attachment, it's not panya. So when panya arises, it doesn't try. See, it becomes less and less attachment to the wrong path.
Panya can't arise.
If there's trying to eliminate attachment.
At the same time.
In other words, it's just more and more
understanding of dharmas as anatta, which leads to the abandoning of attachment, because less trying of any kind and clear, more and more clear understanding how useless it is to be attached to that which has already fallen away and just arises by its own conditions for an instant and then is gone.
Or attached to the wrong path, just wanting without any conditions enough.
So like you said to me, we are thinking and just thinking about it and with the idea of self, and that is really very hard to see, the thinking itself about a reality.
As long as there is not direct awareness and right understanding, it's there. The see, I. Yeah.
And we were talking the other day about, I think it's the asavas, the ones that ooze, one of which is ditti. So, like Ajahn said, the idea of self is there at some level, probably all the time if these things are oozing continually. Is that right, Ajahn?
Like now.
Completely unknown.
Unknown, yeah. But
and this is subtle.
Unknown, but still influencing the perception of the world.
Yeah, difficult part. Like to hear more about it, about the thinking. We think of realities. Is it this or is it that? This self.
I like to hear more. As soon as there's trying to
work out the story, or trying to pinpoint what for oneself, one would like to know, one would like to be aware of, one would like to understand that reality. Like what has just gone, or was it attachment, or was it metta? It's actually the idea of self that thinks in that way, trying to get it for oneself. It's not understanding with detachment naturally, whatever appears. And if there's no understanding, okay, that's what is real at that moment.
Yeah. One of our friends on the list, he is also taken aback when he said, there is the self, self, self again.
How do you know? How do you yes?
Who is calling self, self, self?
Self.
And I just want to come back to
one point regarding Nisyapachya that we were discussing this morning, because Nina has asked me to look at something that is written in her conditions and we want to get it right. Just from a different aspect, I'd like to check that this is right. So we know that every cheetah conditions rupa except for 16 cheetahs. And one of the 10 dvipancha vijnana cheetahs, seeing, hearing, they don't condition cheetah. And another cheetah that doesn't condition rupa is patisandhi cheetah. So this is why at the moment of birth the patisandhi cheetah cannot condition rupa. And but for example in deep sleep the bawanga cheetahs are vipaka cheetahs and
conditioned by karma,
and the bawanga cheetahs
are vipakas.
But the bawanga cheetahs can condition rupa or not, because they are vipaka also,
but not by way of karma. It is chitta's rupa. When we talk about the rupa while one is asleep,
yes,
it's conditioned by chitta,
yes,
at that moment. And there are the rupa which is conditioned by karma as well.
Yes.
And there are also group of rupa which is, yes, conditioned by uttu.
But what I'm saying is every chitta in life apart from the 16 conditions rupa, yes, when it arises.
Yes.
So because this morning we said, well, one reason Patisandhi can't is because it's vipaka cheetah, but the other bawanga cheetahs that, yeah, follow it condition,
yeah,
rupa.
But the moment of Patisandhi cheetah, the vipaka, the rupa is conditioned by karma.
Karma, yes. So just at that one. So other,
yeah,
vipaka cheetahs,
right,
can condition,
right,
rupa. So it's not because it's vipaka, but just because it's one of those 16, the patisandhi cannot. So this is why it cannot in this way by anyamanya condition rupa, because it's one of those. And this is what Nina has written in her conditions, and she would like to know whether it should be changed. At the moment of conception, nama and rupa are mutually related to one another by dependence condition.
One moment. Patisandhi citta.
So what she should actually say is that at the moment of conception, rupa conditions patisandhi by
way of vatu.
By way of vatu, by way of vatu nisya, mm-hmm, pachya. But we cannot say that the nama at the patisandhi conditions rupa at all. And also I mentioned under vipaka pachya
only nama,
because at the end it says here, so after talking about namas, it also says according to the patana, the same section mentioned earlier with regard to namas, chitta and chetasika's condition at that moment of patisandhi karma produced rupa by way of vipaka condition.
Karma produced the vipaka citta cetasika as vipaka.
Yes.
But for rupa, it cannot be vipaka.
Cannot be vipaka.
No, it can be only karma cetarupa.
So that part needs to come out.
Yeah,
yeah. And also, so when we talk about in Paticca Samuppada about vijnana, pachaya, nama, rupa, it's actually referring to vijnana conditioned by karma, and the nama, of course, the chetasikas arising together with it, conditioned by same karma and also by sahajata, because they arise with the nama. And the rupa, when it says vijnana, pachaya, nama, rupa. What the rupa is conditioned by past karma. So why does it say vijnana, pachaya, rupa?
When we talk about the avijja condition, the sankhara, and sankhara condition,
vijnana, the patisandhi,
patisandhicitta, but it includes other vipaka too.
It includes other vipaka, yes, later in life. Yeah. So when it talks about vijnana, pachaya, nama, rupa, the rupa, I understood it referred to the rupas arising at the first moment of life.
Only when it arises with the patisandhicitta, it's conditioned by karma,
right?
Not by citta, impossible.
Okay, so when it says vijnana, pachaya, nama, rupa, it's referring to other vipaka, which conditions.
Right.
So
not
it's not referring to rupa at the first moment of life. So the vijnana refers to the first moment of life and other vipaka, but the rupa doesn't refer to the rupas at the first moment of life. It refers to rupas conditioned by other cittas, other vipaka cittas. Okay, that's very subtle.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because it's like that in the Tipitaka, it's to those who understand perfectly. So whatever is short or long, it's understood. But for us, we have to consider carefully.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you help me later?
Yeah, when it's clear that at the moment of patisandhi, citta cannot condition rupa, actually then it is all clear and one just has
but
to...
But after that moment, see?
Any other moment, yes.
This is why the Buddha said to Ananda, don't say it's easy, Ananda. It isn't.
Even Ananda.
Even Ananda, yeah.
After he considered all the contemplated on Bhajya.
Questions on
Janapachya, if anyone has anything else. So
we finished the Satyana, Kityana, and Katayana of the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah,
when we have understanding, we can continue on, associate with the other.
It'll be ever continuing. It will be ever continuing.
As there's more consideration and more
deeper
and deeper considering and understanding, and I have a feeling we've just touched the surface.
Pariyatti is as difficult as this. What about Patipatti?
Well, after listening to you this morning, and I went back to the room and Thumb said, well, come on, what did you learn? It was really difficult to explain because I thought I understood, and maybe there was understanding at that moment, but when it came to explaining it.
I think that when it's one's own understanding, one can say.
Yes.
But when it's not, it's so very difficult.
Yes.
Because it's only remembrance.
Because I made the comment, I said, well, Jonathan had something really good to say, and she reprimanded me and says, is that the best you can do?
And in, when we were in Ho Chi Minh City, people
asked me two or three times to talk about, like the monk asked me the last time, in the last session, to talk more about these rounds. And I realize when I'm talking that it's actually very superficial, it's very simple what I'm saying, and it has to be deeper and deeper. And
maybe that's enough for him in the beginning.
Yeah. It's all I can do, I can't explain.
Deeply, so I just have to give my own simple understanding or explanation.
We have to consider more, but that is really by what we are doing now, because we go back to the hotel, to our house, and then we don't consider so much. But now we have conditions.
Attachment? See, before anyone can see attachment, it's hidden all the time.
Yeah.
Very difficult to see.
Attachment to considering.
To
something to do.
To consider.
To consider and,
attachment to what will happen.
Yeah.
Thinking about the future and what will go on, and thinking about me, and just so common, ordinary, all the time.
That's why we can pay respect to Sangha Ratana. See? There are three gems: Buddha Ratana, Dhamma Ratana, and Sangha Ratana.
Those who have heard and become enlightened.
And Katanyana.
Unless there's anything more on Kichanyana. So Katanyana also includes, so it's direct understanding and realization, and includes even Vipassana Jnanas. So, for example, the third truth, because nothing has actually been abandoned yet, so it's still actually not direct understanding of Nibbana when we refer to Vipassana Jnanas.
Katayana is Vipassana Jnana. Well, it's not Vipassana Jnana, it's Kitta Jnana.
Yes. So what I'm saying is, even though it's
Vipassana Jnana, even though it's Katanyana, when it comes to the third truth, actually nothing has been abandoned yet. There's clear understanding, because no defilements have been, no attachment has been eradicated.
Truth?
About Nibbana.
Satyana or Kichayana or Katayana?
Katanyana when it's Vipassana Jnana, because it's not yet enlightenment, so this hasn't been the realization of Nibbana yet.
But it includes, because it is Katayana.
Mm.
Each stage of Vipassana.
It includes. Mm.
It includes the four stages of enlightenment.
Stage by stage.
Yeah.
Stage by stage. So Vipassana Jnana is stage.
And that is about the 16th Sorasat Jnana. The 16th Sorasat Jnana.
Sarah, you're saying that not yet abandoned, so Katanyana does not mean the stage of Sotapanna and beyond.
So it
includes Vipassana Jnanas and each stage of enlightenment, and my point was just that before the stage of Sotapanna, that there hasn't been the eradication of any defilements yet, and there hasn't been the direct realization of Nibbana, no doubt, and clear, direct understanding of realities and the various Vipassana Jnanas. But my point was just that Katanyana, because when I was talking in the talk, and I was talking about how Katanyana includes Vipassana Jnanas, and then I had a moment of doubt, was this correct? Well, it is correct, but my hesitation was because at moments of Vipassana Jnana, then no direct realization of Nibbana yet, but still it's included in Katanyana.
It has known that which hasn't known before.
It's on the way.
Like seeing, hearing, thinking, rupa,
mention is seeing, hearing, because it's very good to stress it is this moment like you always do. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you think it's only a theory.
Does Lynn have anything she would like to ask about? You can help her.
Sundra, do you have any question?
I'm really just appreciating listening and hearing the questions that others make and the comments that Kunsera makes. There are often little doubts, but I trust that with time they are clarified. I mean, there are many little aspects of Dhamma that I think are difficult to grasp hold of initially, and I just trust with time that they will be clearer by listening and considering. Yeah. I suppose if there's one question, it's the Katanyana of the third noble truth, that seems a bit puzzling to me. The knowledge that it has been abandoned when there is the development in the beginning, it seems that third noble truth, or cessation or nibbana, seems a little bit more complex than the other three.
What do you mean by the other three?
Well, when I'm referring to the other three, I'm referring to the first, the second, and the fourth noble truth.
Oh, I see. The second and the fourth?
The third one, Nibbana, where it says
Satchikiriya.
Yes, those, the Katanyana of the, or the kit, excuse me, Kichinyana and the Katanyana of the third noble truth, or even the first one, Satchinyana of the third noble truth, it seems a little bit more obscure or more difficult to comprehend.
So it has to be abandoned, but not for the third
one. No. I said abandoned.
It seems like there's doubt whether attachment can be abandoned or not. If there's doubt about Nibbana, it means that there's doubt whether all kilesa can be eradicated or not.
So you're saying there, Ajahn, that all kilesa being abandoned is referring to the third noble truth? In a sense, I suppose.
Completely eradicated at moment of experiences Nibbana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little bit clearer. Thank you.
So as long as it's not that moment, there must be the kilesa.
It's been a very complex afternoon, day. When there's going through like this, when there's hardly even knowing, seeing is
that it's here.
It is here. There's no denying seeing is here, but it's always my seeing, my understanding.
It means that we understand the virtues of Buddha. That's why Satyayana is needed.
Satyayana, the first
This moment. Even the object is gone completely, absolutely, not to arise again. Attachment and ignorance cling to it.
Let me put it that way. Does seem rather pointless being attached to something that's gone already, but that still doesn't stop the attachment
arising. It has to be the regular experience, the moment when it,
when the moment when it will
arises
and goes
away
and goes again
completely, and not only once,
many.
Yeah. That is why there is another word, Kantiyana, 3 degrees of Kantiyana. From what level of Vipassanayana is the, weak, and the one which is strong enough, and strong is one, before becoming enlightened.
You say degrees of strength.
Of Kantiyana, the meaning of Kantiyana, it has to be Vipassanayana. From what Vipassanayana to what is such level, from what to what is another level,
so
higher.
Is the Kanti patience
there referring to Panya there?
Certainly, Vipassanayana. Yeah.
So this is maybe an example that Tam was thinking about Kanti as referring to Panya, Kantiyana, kinds of Panya.
So high, not daily.
What is it?
Because from Sammasnayana to Uttayatvayayana, it is Kanti, weak one.
Yeah, the weaker one, and then the better one, stronger.
Yeah.
How is this different from classifying
it as tender insight and so on?
Because to see that how difficult it is from one Vipassanayana to another, it takes much more than usual. With Kanti, great patience from different stages of Vipassanayana to another.
Those Vipassanayanas, if there's arising of, say, the first and the second, and I'm not quite sure what they are, but if
it's the moment when Panya penetrates the true nature of one reality at a time,
be it Nama or Rupa,
Vipassanayana
arises and understands.
It's the moment of directly
penetrating
the true nature of reality as it is.
Okay. So my question was, does it automatically continue by growing or
by conditions.
By conditions. So there can be eons between that vipassana.
Who knows? Sariputta, how long? And then becomes Sotapanna in a few minutes.
So then we can go back to that.
That sutta where somebody was saying, well, this person always signs off the Buddha giving a gradual teaching on sila and but that person, you know, with listening attains enlightenment. So that person, that being, has listened to a very high degree of the teaching.
No doubt about that which arises must be conditioned right now. What is seen. What is seen?
Visible object. We can say it.
Until then. Otherwise, someone, it means that I is there, things is there, Atta is there. So it's ordinary life.
Then until there's direct understanding of seeing as a reality.
Next sessions in other places we have to go again. This object, it's
round one.
yeah.
It's time then.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.